Hi, this is Lexi
and Sid
of Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks and Art, home of the Schlemmer Metal Wolves. We are a small but furious family-run welding, fabrication, and metalworks shop with CNC capabilities and now full-scale powder coating operation. We bring unique, affordable quality art to life within the realm of practicality. Whether it's signs, sculptures, railings, shelves, furniture, or even just powder coat for your rims or your patio set, give us a look, check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or call 618-670-5724. We are Hess Van Schlemmer Metalworks. That was terrible.
We tried.
Hey everybody, Shane here. Let me tell you about my friends at Naked Vine, located at 1624 Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, Missouri. Swing by and visit them Tuesday through Saturday. Come by for a glass of whiskey, wine, or cold beer, and stop in and see a show. Thursday, August 23rd, Stephen Chozich. Friday, August 24th, Three of a Perfect Pair. And Saturday, August 25th, Shaky Deal, a tribute to Neil Young, and good friends of the show. So come check them out. Again, all these shows and more can be found at nakedvine.net. Be sure to follow along with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and get involved with everything happening at Naked Vine. I'll be back out there on September 11th with my singer-songwriter storytelling show with Emily Wallace, Kevin Babb, and Joshua Aker, Brotherly and the Leather Jackal. So don't miss that show, September 11th. All right, everybody, enjoy the show. Thank you.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey all, this is Ina Cook and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast, hanging out in St. Louis, Missouri with Ina Cook. Welcome back to the show, Ina.
Hey Shane, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is cool. I'm glad to be back here. We got a brand new record to talk about coming out, and I got to listen today, and it's awesome.
Thank you.
I loved it. So
thank you so much.
I'm thrilled to be here talking about it today with you and everything you got happening. But I guess you just had a pretty wild weekend. I had a little run up to Columbia, or Jeff City, right?
Jeff City, yeah. We had a show at the Bridge in Jeff City last night with the Brinny Sisters.
Yeah, and those girls are
They're so amazing. Yeah. Not only are they good at what they do in terms of music, singing, harmonies, everything is great, but they're also really, like, good people.
For sure.
You know, they're just the girls and their mom. It's just, the whole team is just, everybody's really nice, and it's really nice. It's just great to meet people who are, like, super talented and great people to be around, you know? It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, that exactly sums up why I keep doing this show, because
you get to meet all these great people, and everybody's, like, super cool. Yeah,
they're all cool. They're all, like, and they've all become some of my best friends, and it's just, like, so there's very seldom I meet anybody that's, like, you know, not a pleasure to be around. Yeah. It's like so many cool people doing this stuff, and it's especially the Bernie Sisters. I had a great time hanging with those girls up, and I went to I forget the name of the music shop up there, but we hung out in a music store up there, and
Palin Music probably.
I think so.
Yep.
And we just had a great chat, and April, their mother, is super sweet as well. So it was just a great time. But now those two are playing Lou Fest this year.
Yes, and Roots and Blues.
And like, I mean, it's like
they're gonna go far, and I can't wait to see how far they're going.
Yep, it's just exciting to see. Yeah, especially they're talented and everything. But like they're great people, and they're working hard for what they're getting. So it's like, I'm excited to see how far they can take this thing. So,
same here. Yeah. Every time I see them, they're playing new instruments and writing new songs.
Oh yeah,
they keep getting better. I can't wait to see what the future holds for them.
So you played up there with a full band that night last night?
I did. Yeah. Yes. It was really fun. It was our first time that we played in Jeff City as the Ina Cook Band, actually. It was just a really, really, really nice welcome. Everybody was really welcoming. The Bridge was great hosts. It was a great vibe. It was positive vibes all around. It started with the Bernie sisters, and everybody's like super positive. And then we went up and just, you know, did a long, like, 1.5 hour set. Everybody just really liked it, and it was just positive energy everywhere. Everybody was really happy, and that's what I like the most about music, you know. Yeah. So it was a great time.
Yeah. You travel back and forth between St. Louis and Columbia a lot. Does the band live up there, or do they come from St. Louis with you?
The band lives up there.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm the only one who comes from St. Louis when we do have a gig. Yeah.
Right on.
Yep.
I think we kind of touched on some of that. Like I said, this is your second time back on the show.
It is. So it's so much fun.
It's
yeah.
fun to get to look. First time we got to like really like sit and talk and meet and stuff and talk about some of your work with. As a solo artist, but also with Al Holiday and stuff, and still performing with Al. And I just saw you all at the Botanical Gardens out there, which was a great night as well. And
thank you. That was an amazing show. The temperature was perfect. The music was on point. Sound was great. There was thousands of people out there. Yeah. I'm really proud of Al. Oh man, he's working so hard with his new record that just came out earlier last month. Oh man, it sounds so good. I'm sure you've heard it 100 times by now. Yeah.
It's a good one for sure. And that release party for the record, that was a great party as well with Jenny Teeter.
Jenny Teeter,
and
yeah.
That was a fun night. And,
yeah.
But I love the record as well.
We always joke with Al, like, you know, when your record gets big, people are going to start finding you.
Well, hopefully by that time you can maybe move on to a...
I don't know.
Yeah. That was cool to hear some of those stories too with Al, that like, you know, like... actually taking it on and recording it himself, and a lot of it himself, I guess. And
that was such a fun process. Yeah. I personally had never recorded anything on a tape machine before. And I don't know, I had this I just never thought about it. And then Al just kind of, you know, this is his record. He took it upon himself to do all of this amazing work. And I'm like, oh man, where do you find the time? How do you find the expertise? Al is just a very resourceful and just like super smart guy. Mm-hmm. So he just like figured it out. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
I was just like floored the entire time. The album sounds great. Just great.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't got a copy, check it out. As Al will tell you, he'd much rather you listen to it on CD format. But we do have vinyl copies coming soon. There's a pre-order available for that. Mm-hmm. You get the full, get a little more of the richness out of the CD than on Spotify and iTunes and all that. But
that's very true.
But
it takes off some of that goodness.
But I'm sure if you can, wherever you're listening at, I'm sure you'd be happy that you're listening to that.
Mm-hmm.
So check that record out. When you were recording your record here, did you call in any of your friends from Al Holiday East Side Rhythm Band to help out, or is this all your Columbia band?
This is all my Columbia band.
Yeah.
These songs we've been working on them for way longer than I've been moving here, than I've moved here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I don't know how I would put this. It's not really a goodbye to my time in Columbia, but kind of is. It's kind of like a nice, close on that, and so that I can start fresh on something new.
Okay.
With I would like to collaborate more with musicians that I know here. Not that there's anything wrong with the musicians that I know in Colombia. God, no, that's not what I meant at all. But my time living there, all these songs were written when I was living there. They were arranged when I was living there. So it kind of made sense to like have that same group of people do this one album together.
Right.
And then on my next project, which I'm already starting to think about, I'm already like branching out to do more of a bigger collaboration, probably with like one different artist for each track.
Okay.
Something like that.
Nice.
To kind of like, okay, now I'm in St. Louis, let's do a kind of a St. Louis album instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds really
I would
fun.
Really dig that. Yeah.
Especially just to see how, I feel like you, regardless, it's always probably gonna be great stuff. But like how St. Louis has influenced the writing and compared to Columbia and different things, like, you know, just because I think like I don't know if that's how it works for you, but it seems like a lot of people draw from what's around their surroundings, you know, their inspirations around them. So I would think that you know, just having some of those natural, you know, things around St. Louis, where there's so many artists to help inspire different things. So
yeah, actually, since I've been moving to St. Louis, I've been more exposed to jazz than I have been before. So that, I think, might be one of the elements that will be in added into the next record. But it's still, I mean, we're just releasing this one, so it's still in baby phase in my head. But that's definitely going to be a thing. More horns. I'm in love with horn players now everywhere, like all kinds of horns. I want horns everywhere.
We've got a couple of the best in town, I think, you're pretty spoiled playing with those guys in the Eastside Rhythm Band.
So. That's what I'm telling you. It's like since I've been playing with Al for like 2 years now, I think I want organ on lots of things and then just like clavinet on half of the other stuff, you know? So yes, being in St. Louis has influenced, has like exposed me to new things, not necessarily new things that I've never heard before, but just like exposed over and over again that they actually have changed some of my writing styles and whatnot. And I can't wait to start working on the next album.
Very cool.
But I am proud of this one. It's kind of like last time we talked about it, it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
You said April 2017. Yeah, you suggested the idea that I release an EP so that I could take a snapshot of who I was at that time. And that's why I released an EP instead of waiting forever and then finally get an album done. So we got that EP, and then some of the songs that are on this album, like Brand New Knife, for example, is also in the EP, but it's kind of revisited. We just made sure to clean everything up and just like I recut a bunch of stuff that I wasn't like happy with a snapshot that I did take at that time,
right.
And I want this to be a snapshot of me now, and then the next album will be hopefully me in a year or whatever. So yeah, thanks again for suggesting last year.
Well, I'm glad that somebody's listening.
I totally did, and I was like, you know what, EP sounds great, let's do that. 5 songs, done.
Very cool. Well, yeah, I'm glad that it worked out for you. But like I said, we do have the record, and is this just a self-titled
Ina Yes, Cook Band? Yes. I just called it Ina Cook Band because I wear a bunch of different hats. When I'm with Al Holiday, I'm part of the Eastside Rhythm Band. When I play with Sean Cannon, which I am like this Wednesday at the Broadway Oyster Bar, and next Wednesday and the Wednesday after that. It's so funny, it's going to be like there like 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
I'm still Ina Cook, but with someone else, right? And this album shows who I am with my band.
Right.
So most of these songs I did not write on my own. The Ina Cook Band, in my opinion, is me, my brother, and my father.
Okay.
Also, you know, of course, the musicians who are in the band, but that's kind of like the core group because we usually write all the songs together and arrange the songs, bring them to the band, and then the band kind of like chimes in on like, hey, let's do this, let's do that, let's not do this, let's not do that. So that's why I decided to call it Ina Cook Band, because it's not just Ina Cook, it's the whole, like, it's all of us.
For sure.
So I don't want to take just like put me in the front when there's this, you know, huge team of people that was behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I included it to everyone in there.
Yeah. And this will be available digitally everywhere August 21st.
Yep.
And you are throwing a Columbia release party that's scheduled for August 31st.
Yes, so. I am. I'm actually super excited about that one. We booked the Cafe Berlin. It's a Friday night. Doors are going to be at 8 p.m. and the show starts around 9. The idea behind the show is to obviously, you know, release the album and promote the album and whatnot, but really is to thank everyone who has been kind of following us through, you know, through the years, and even the people who didn't necessarily know us until like last night's gig, for example, who said that they would be coming because they really liked the show last night. So everyone who has ever done anything for us, from, you know, buying a CD to a t-shirt to just leaving a nice comment in our guest book, all of that stuff matters. So we want to invite everybody to come out and like celebrate with us for what we've worked so hard for so long, and we finally putting it in, you know, in your hand, right, in your car, so you can listen to it. So we want to make it not feel like a just a gig. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're gonna come up and do a set and then come off and then go home or whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just kind of wanted to make like an experience out of it. I want to share stories about what we recorded, why we recorded it, where we recorded it. I want to share stories about who was in the band before, who was in the band now, kind of some stuff like that, along with obviously lots of music.
Yeah. Very cool.
Thanks.
I'm glad to hear that you're playing too, because like, I mean, they're fun either way, and there's no rules to any of this stuff. But I've been hearing of a lot of people having like release parties that are more just like listening parties, you know, like where you can come in and just hear the record and then hang out with the band or something you know, I like that approach though, like you're saying, like kind of the gifts, you can give some more stories along the way as you're playing and stuff, and like, and that's what I love too. I love the stories about all the songs and different things. That's a lot of why I do this show still. So it's I love that kind of stuff. So
There's always so much to something than you can like grasp just by listening to it on a CD. You know, if you would listen to, I don't know, like a song like Bad Taste in Men, for example, if you take it just at face value, but there's so much more going on in the background that you didn't know before we wrote the song. Why did we call it that and whatnot? And those are the stories that if you're wondering, you know, why, then we'll share them with you. Mm-hmm. And but only on this special evening. So that's why I'm really excited. It's really just like more like sharing with everyone like who you are inside, on top of sharing your music,
right,
which I'm really excited about, which I've never really done before, and it's kind of scary, but it's great. I think it's a great feeling.
Well, let's talk about Bad Taste in Men. This is one we wanted to feature on today's episode to give you a little sneak peek of the record before you can purchase it and stuff. Uh-huh. I felt this one, like, when I was listening to it on the way over, like, it's definitely, like, it's kind of a funkier side of what you do. A lot more energy, and there's definitely kind of, you know, you show a lot more attitude and sass in there and stuff, and it's just like it's just a lot of fun to the different sides of what you're able to do with this record and stuff too. So this one was particularly fun for me.
It's one of my favorites to sing and one of my least favorites to sing at the same time.
Yeah,
depending on who I'm singing in front of. If you take the song at face value, it doesn't sound as good. Mm-hmm. Not that the song doesn't sound good. The message is kind of like, okay. But I always joke that, you know, that Jason Derulo song with that saxophone lick, what is it? International Love, or what is it? You know what? Anyway, so that song, and it's like he's just bragging about going all over the world and having all of these different lovers and running out of stamps in his passport. And I'm just like, okay, so that's all fun and games and stuff. But then, like, when a woman does that, all of a sudden, it's like the huge no-no and whatnot. And I'm not a promiscuous woman by any means, but that's what the song is about. Like, hey, I have bad taste in men. And it's not that I actually have bad taste. It's just that bad men are more fun. And so, you know, everybody deserves to have fun, as long as you're not, like, hurting anyone, is my take on it. I'm a pretty, I wouldn't say hardcore feminist, or, you know, I don't want to upset any, you know, like ruffle any feathers or whatever. Sure. But I have my ideals, and I just feel like everybody should be able to, you know, go out there and have fun. If you're not married, if you're not hurting anyone, if you're not transmitting diseases right. or running around, I mean, I think we should take off a lot of the pressure on both genders. It's just so I do it in a way of like fun. I got friends that say, girl, you need to change your ways if you want to find true love. Yeah, they might be right. I guess that's good advice. Oh, change can be tough. Ooh, my heart set flame. It turns off my brain, and I lose all common sense. Oh boy, that feels so nice. Baby, won't you do it twice? We can do it all day. Thomas, turn me on. Bad boys are so much fun. They're not right unless they're wrong. I got bad taste in men, you know. Thomas, turn me on. Bad boys are so much fun. They're not I go out at night, wanna have me a real good time. Oh, I am married, I ain't nobody's wife. Yeah, when the time is right, I too will live that life. For right now, oh, let me have some fun. And ooh, the fun is there. If you really care, look for the boy with that big wide smile. Got sparkles in his eyes, tells you the sweetest lies. But he won't stay too long. Turn me on, bad boys are so much fun. They're not right. kind of like Brand New Knife, where in a relationship where the significant other says he's going to be home by a certain time, but then it isn't. And then, you know, comes to find out it's 3 a.m, he's still not home. And then the lady's just like, I got a knife, man. I'm just waiting for you here. But obviously we're not condoning violence by any means, but it's just kind of funny to say that, hey, some behaviors are not okay just because, you know, you think you have the upper hand or whatever. So that's kind of my message on these songs. But those are the things that you wouldn't really necessarily know unless you kind of dig into it.
Well, and not all these are true stories.
No, I've never threatened anyone with a knife.
Exactly.
I don't run around sleeping with people. I did write doctor, and then I was wondering at some point when I was like, I was just like madly infatuated with this guy, and I was like, man, am I actually sick? Like, there's something wrong with my body. What is going on with me? And all my friends were like, girl, you just like the guy.
Right.
Like, there's no way that this is how it's supposed to feel. This feels like a disease. So that's why I wrote doctor. You know, it's just like, it's just overwhelming. But that's a real story. But the other ones, not really.
Yeah. It's funny, though, like how, like, it's one of my, I talk about him a lot on here, but one of my favorites, Will Hogue, has, like, you know, writes a lot of stuff, like some stories that not everybody's a fan of and things. He'll sing these songs, and then people are like, you know, you did that. And he's like, no, not all these are true stories. They're just stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the one telling the story. Like, so it's just like, but I guess when you're delivering it with such conviction, sometimes people tend to believe, oh, that's for real. Or
yeah.
Not, no. So they're just for fun.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't blame the people who end up believing you when you do deliver them with such conviction, but that's why my songs sound kind of like, it's almost like in a joking way, but there's always kind of like a serious message behind it.
Let's talk about Rain Today. This is sort of the other end of the spectrum of what you're, because this is like a lot more mellow, kind of more R&B feeling there, and I thought this was really well written, something we all can kind of relate to. There's a, you know, we've all kind of been there those days where anything you want to share around?
Sure. Okay, so Rain Today is the other song that we actually did not write on this album. Tom Taylor is a musician from St. Louis, actually. He's friends with my uncle. They've been playing music together for over 30 years. When I first moved to the United States, they kind of let me sit into their band. Their band is now called the B-Sides. They don't play very often, but just kind of, you know, here and there. Tom gave me a guitar one day. I was just like joking around. He's like, you have an extra guitar laying around? He's like, sure, here's a guitar. I'm like, oh my gosh, who does that? But he did for me. So he played the song Rain Today, and I asked him if I could cover it in my band. He agreed, and we fell in love with the song so much. I asked him if I could put it on my record, and he agreed as well. So that's what we did. It's a beautifully written, very sad song, but with kind of a happy, you know, kind of like a happy ending. It's one of my favorite songs to sing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
just sit right here, think of a sunnier day, while it rains today. I remember sunshine, oh, flowers in my hair. I remember laughter, baby, sweet love songs in the air.
Like I said, I was a big fan of it when I heard it, and like it just again I connect to that, the stories and songs, and then for me, like, you could really
come here,
you could really picture everything as it was happening and stuff. So
thank you so much. Yeah, so, it's a really sad starting song,
right?
I'm not a sad person by any means, but I just absolutely love singing sad songs.
Right. Oh,
yeah. I just connect to the sad way better than I do the happy, unfortunately. And but this is one of my favorite songs to sing, so I hope everybody enjoys.
Yeah. And for me, I love a record that takes you on a ride like that. You know, when you got you got a little more dance pop sides in there, and you know, and some funky stuff and things. But then when you can slow it down and stuff.
Yeah.
So. You did that a couple. There's another "Born to Sing the Blues" is another one on here that it's kind of it's a little more mellow at first, but then it cranks up towards the end too. Like I guess I listened to them in a different order, so I'm glad to see that like it kind of closes out the record on this one.
Yes.
So
it's one of my favorite songs, actually, like to sing also, because it's we always joke about this song. This song was started out as a, like a 1920s blues tune, but then we kind of like kept working at it, and then it just felt right to play it kind of in a different style rhythm, you know. So we kind of like cranked it up to reggae, and we're like, hey, that's cool. So then, but then towards the bridge there in the end, it switches up again, so you're in a different genre by the end of the song, which that's why I like music so much, is that, you know, if the rules just kind of like, this is my record, I'm gonna try it out and I'm gonna have fun doing it. And that's why, and I'm sure you heard all the background vocals at the very end of the song. They're like, wow, that's like my favorite part of the whole thing.
I agree. I think like in my head I imagined like the movie Blues Brothers.
I love that movie so much.
I just imagine like the a lot of that like kind of vibe to it, like where the horns are there with you and everybody's like dancing, they're all like everybody's grooving, and you got the backup singers with you, and so, and like just like a big old party on stage right at the end of the song there and stuff. So
thank you so much. When we played the Roots and Blues Festival last year, we added horns and three background singers, three amazing vocalists with us. So it was like a huge party by the end of the set. Everybody was just like wailing. It was great.
Well, you can, like I said, this will be available for download and everything. But we, on the 21st, but we do have physical copies, and those will be available at the release party on the 31st. Are they going to be up on the website and stuff? Can we purchase them there too? Or
After the release party,
Right. And that's at inacook.com. You can head over there, I guess, starting September or something.
Probably the first week of September.
Well, very cool. And you can get involved with Ina on your Facebook and Instagram and things.
I'm also on Snapchat, but I'm a very boring Snapchatter. I only Snapchat stuff of my dog. And like funny things, and not very funny things happen, not very many funny things happen to me during the day, I guess, that I think are worth Snapchatting, except for my dog. So yeah, if you like dogs, his name is Hendrix, and you heard a little, you know, snippet of him earlier.
Special guest appearance.
Yeah.
That you did. We did put your picture up online, and we had one question.
We did.
That wrote in, and
so
they were wondering about. If it was in your native.
So since I'm from Madagascar, and I haven't released a new record over there in a little while, when I did go back in late March, beginning April, and I released a best of album with all of my, you know, my old hits and whatnot that we re-recorded in 2018. But everybody's wondering if this record has anything in Malagasy on it from Madagascar, and it does not, unfortunately. But I am working on an EP for Madagascar that will probably be released here in the next few months. Soon as I get this one out of the door, I already have the songs and everything. I just got to get it together and get it out to people.
So yeah, this entire record is all English.
Yes.
And we'll have some more tunes coming soon.
Can't wait. Yeah.
Is there, what, do you translate any of these over to
I'm thinking I'm thinking so. Some things don't translate very well. It's just one of those things, you know, when you write something in an original language, and some things just don't translate as well, and they might end up changing a little bit, but
I just I saw a young boy on America's Got Talent the other night, and he sings a lot of stuff in Spanish, and he was doing Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are, whatever. He did, started it in Spanish and then closed it out in English and stuff, so it was interesting, like, for him to take, when, you know, what, as most people have heard, is in English, he translated to Spanish
English.
So it was
so smart.
Yeah, it was really well done, and like, but you know, like, I don't speak Spanish, so it was hard for me. Like, I still, like, obviously knew the melody and everything, and kind of what he was saying there, but like, it was just it was sounded good either way, but for me, like, it was just interesting to see him, like, especially embrace his culture and stuff too. It's like singing in Spanish on and stuff. So
yeah, that's exactly. I'm really glad you said that. That's exactly why the next Malagasy album is so hard for me to put out, because since I have moved. I'm not necessarily lost in who I am or anything, but I'm just trying to find the perfect way to merge the two. Mm-hmm. So my entire life, I sang in Malagasy, in the Malagasy culture kind of ways. I moved here, and this is my first record with me here in the U.S. with all the influences that I did, you know, that I did receive since I did move here. I didn't throw up my whole Malagasy, like, heritage or anything, but I just kind of embraced what I came to, like, discover when I was here. And now that I have this out there, I'm ready to go and, like, merge the two now. But it's such a hard thing to do. Like, not only is it hard to, you know, to merge the two languages, but also, like, rhythms and stuff. And hard, I guess, isn't really the right word. It's just that I really want it to be really good.
Yeah.
So that I'm just overthinking every, like, tiny little aspect of it. But I think I just need to let it flow at this point. I have some friends from back home who are willing to collaborate with me here. I'm gonna ask some friends from here to see if we can all collaborate together, and I will just, like, make it perfect.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm waiting on, and that's why it'll take a little while, but I'm sure that it'll be worth the wait once it does come out.
Yeah. That sounds, like I said, again, kind of a best of both worlds for sure.
That's what I'm trying to do. People don't ask me here as often, but I get asked a lot, like, do you think you're Malagasy or you're American? Well, I can't really answer that question because I'm both. I can't just toss out half of me, you know, and just, like, completely forget it. So they're, like, just like when we talked about doing the EP, this is a snapshot of what I've been learning for the last few years. So many things that I didn't grow up around. I grew up watching the Blues Brothers because my dad loves those movies in Madagascar. That's what I grew up. But when I moved here, I'd never seen a big band, jazz band before, or a blues band, like, play live. My mind was blown. I'm like, man, I gotta dig into this.
Right.
And that's what I did. And now I'm ready to, okay, let's go back and, like, kind of fuse the two. So looking forward to that.
I'm the same with, I'm right there with you. I'm like, I've just been trying to be a student of it all and, like, just learn.
Take it all in
as much as I can.
There's so much out there though. Yeah. There's so much out there. It's so intimidating, but it's so exciting at the same time.
Right. Jazz, you mentioned jazz, and that's one, like, I haven't really tapped into, like, as much as, I mean, especially I do realize though, we mentioned Blue Fest happening and stuff, and there's going to be a whole jazz stage over there this year.
That's so exciting.
I think Kevin Bowers is headlining, doing his Nova show, and but I mean, just all these greats around town, and so it should be interesting to see all that live happening. But
I
do know a lot of these guys also play over there, like the Dark Room, and stuff.
Yes.
Which I just went in there for my first time and saw some live jazz there, and I mean, it was fun. Like, I don't have anything against it. I just don't know a lot about that. And so it's
I'm in the phase of, like, still discovering it. Right. I don't know much about it either. Mm-hmm. I just kind of get, like, just it's such a great genre.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the old school kind of stuff for right now. I'm still listening to a lot of Ella, a lot of Sarah Vaughan. I get very drawn towards vocalists. Big surprise, I'm a vocalist, you know, wow. So that's what I'm mostly drawn to. But with people like Jesse Gannon here in St. Louis, just, I mean, blows your freaking mind.
Right.
It's just, what? That's jazz. It's beautiful. I mean, you know, it's just, oh, so I'm really excited to, man, this is such a great city to live in for music.
For sure.
Yep. Everything, everywhere.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, you would you ever take the band out on the road to showcase this record, or what's the plan?
I would love to. I would love to. I don't have any concrete plans to do so right at today at this moment, but I would love to. That is definitely something that I would look into. Yeah.
All right. You ever, when you go back home, you mentioned March or something you said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you perform then?
I did. Yeah. Yes. I did a, like kind of like a welcome back, concert. It was great. It was, I think, March 21st, 22nd. Yes. It was marking, the 15-year anniversary of the television show that I was on. 15 years.
Yeah.
That's what season they're on now. I'm like, oh my gosh, 15 years. That's how long it's been since I was on that TV show, and kind of like went from like a normal person to like a singer. You know, at 13 years old. That's how long it's been, and I was kind of like, that was crazy. And we went back and I played all of the hits, you know, but I also introduced people to some of the songs on this record. And funny enough, Bad Taste in Men is one of people's favorite song.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just like, this is so funny. That's so cool. Everybody, a lot of my cousins and friends cried when I sang Rain today. So that was really cool to hear. I mean, it sucks that people cry, but if I'm singing a sad song and you cry, I count that as a win.
Yeah,
so
that's a compliment.
It's a great compliment. Yeah.
If you can move me to tears or chills or
exactly.
I mean, that's what it's all about. Like, you know, there's something unspoken with music in that way, where, you know, it's like nobody can explain how this works that way, but like you connect to the certain you know, messages in the songs, the lyrics, or you know, whatever it is, and something just moves you. Like, and it's
exactly. I'm just over here violently shaking my head. Yes.
Right.
It's a
powerful thing.
Yes. So I did get to do a kind of like a reunion show with my fans from, you know, from like 15 years long.
Yeah, I think when we first talked, like, I didn't really. I mean, I knew you had had some success, but I didn't. I think it wasn't until afterwards I realized I saw the clip popped up online of you on the show and stuff, and I saw that, and like it was just but I think that's great that you're come from there. And then like even I thought it was fun too that Al introduced you in the band as an international superstar.
Every time he says I just crack up. Yeah. I'm like, man, why do you say that? That's so funny.
Right.
I asked him, why do you say that? He's like, but that's true though.
That is true.
And I'm like, I guess, but like everybody's like, what? From where? I think it's funny. I like it. I take it as a compliment. Yes. I respect Al so much, and I know he's right. It's just so humbling to hear him say that when he's the big name. I'm here to support him, you know. I'm just, oh man, it just really warms my heart every time he says that. It cracks me up. I'm like, man, you're crazy. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's I think it'll be fun to get out on the road and, like I said, showcase some of these tunes, let everybody know what's happening here in St. Louis and Columbia with Ina Cook Band, and
thank you so much.
Put your name out there.
Yeah, man, last time you gave me an idea, I went for it, so I'm gonna go for it too.
There you go. Yeah. Everybody jump in the van, let's hit the road and but yeah, I feel that way about all this. I mean, like, I wish we could have some sort of like St. Louis tour almost kind of thing or whatever, you know, just to like, because there's so much here, and be like,
gosh, there's so much here. There's just like, I mean, like across all genres, there's just so much good music here.
I agree.
You're right.
Well, again, pick up this record when you're when available, and come on out if you're in the Columbia area or anywhere around there. Come on out on the 31st to Cafe Berlin and hang out with Ina and the band, and pick up a copy there. And like I said, she's all over the place. Keep up with the dates and stuff on Facebook and Instagram,
please,
and all that. So, inacookband.com.
Right. Yeah. Nice. Thanks.
Well, thank you,
Shane.
Ina. I appreciate you taking some time out. And again, I love this record. So
thank you.
Thank you for sharing all this with us.
Thank you for listening. It's the biggest honor when you put something out there and people take the time. There's so much to choose from, and you chose to listen to me. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. I'll see you soon. Thank you, Ina.
Thank you.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.